It's Marty Lachandras. That's one thing I haven't changed. I've kept that name. I have moved this year to Querétaro. It's the first time I've been in a new work. I've had been about 11 years in San Luis Potosí, but when I had gotten there, the work had already been started. So this year has been a big adjustment and lots of big changes for me. I wanted to take this time right at the beginning, too, to thank you all so much for your support, for your love, for your prayers. Your prayers have certainly bailed me out this year. And of course, I wasn't aware that y'all were praying until I received some letters that told me, you know, that the month of January in Colorado was my turn, that everybody was praying for me and everybody there. I mean, the believers, the kids, everybody wrote me letters. And they all came at one time, and oh, what a great time that was, you know, and a real encouragement. I do thank you all for your letters also. The ministry that the Lord had laid on my heart when I first went down was children. You know, that was my main ministry, that was my main interest. More and more it seems that the emphasis is changing. I seem to be having more opportunities with adults than with children. More doors are being opened. The people in Querétaro seem to be very suspicious of me. I don't know why. I'm such a sweet old lady, don't you think? I mean, mother, grandmother, you know. But I guess they don't believe that image, so forget that. But anyway, they're not trusting of me. They don't let me have their kids, you know. but I do have an opportunity with the women with some Bible studies. Few at this time, but increasingly, more and more chances. And after the guys preach, I go with them, or they come to where I live, and we go around in my area 3 times a week in the morning, and then I go downtown with them one time during the week in the evening. And so at those times, I get a chance to talk to whoever comes out, you know, or whoever appears to be interested. And so I've had a lot of contacts, a lot of chances, and I'm encouraged in that aspect. You know, the Lord seems to be, the tunnel seems to be having a little bit of light, and so I'm encouraged again. and I thank you all. When I came up in March for the revival conference, it really did bless me. It really did help me. It gave me new desire to, you know, keep on. I was almost a quitter. And like Billy was saying, you know, you have to keep going, you know, in order to obtain. And well, we don't want to be quitters, you know. I mean, we have a goal, and if we haven't gained that goal, well, then you have to keep going and not faint. You don't know how close it is, how close the obtaining is.
That's right.
And well, I praise the Lord that y'all were praying for me, because I'm sure that's the only reason I didn't throw in the towel at the time. And I'm glad that I didn't throw in the towel, because I didn't want to leave. And I said, how can you run from the Lord? You know, I mean, where would I go to get away from him? And of course, the answer is I couldn't go anywhere. And I didn't want to be set on the shelf, although that's what my fear was, is that I wasn't going to be used anymore, you know, that now I'm an old lady, you know, and now that was over. But praise the Lord, he is opening up doors. I am having more opportunities, and I pray that I'll see some souls saved, you know. I plan to start the correspondence school that has been inactive now for about 2 years. We have like about 4,000 names of contacts of people that at one time did write and respond to a track or an article in the newspaper, and for some reason they totally lost contact with us. Well, one reason is that our people moved and didn't leave addresses, you know. But another reason is that, I mean, just everybody has their own reasons, I guess. So anyway, what my purpose or my hope is that we can contact some of them again and see if there any follow-up, you know, and see if they found churches, if they're growing, if they are still interested in Bible studies or what the deal is. Also, we hope to put in another newspaper article and try and get some new people, you know, that are interested in the Bible study. As far as my personal life goes, it has been a hard year. Like I say, it seems to have been a lot of adjustments, a lot of illnesses and stuff like that, but well, victories in the Lord, our author of salvation, and he does give us victory. And I praise God. I praise him for that. sometimes it's real hard too, you know, being a woman in the ministry, because you're not in the limelight and the guys are. And and they're all in the danger and everything too, you know, and that's sort of the good part. I mean, that I'm not in that part, you know. but sometimes, you know, pride gets in there and you forget which, you know, who you're serving, you know. You forget that it's for the Lord. Bernie had written sent me a tape during this time too that just turned out to be a real blessing while I was going through all this adjustment and that. And one of the songs on it was The Empty Room. Oh, I tell you, the Lord just used it to touch my heart so deeply because the person in the song, you know, Bernie, I guess, was saying, you know, I'm not singing for those people. I'm singing for the Lord, and I'm not singing for fame. I'm, you know, and so my full remembrance was, you know, I'm not down there for man's glory or for being lifted up or, you know, to count how many souls the Lord has chosen to save through me. And I'm down there to do the Lord's work and to please Him, and and I need to keep my eyes on that. And so that was something that had really blessed my heart, and it came at a perfect timing. Tonight I would like to take a few minutes to encourage women tonight to use their gift or gifts in the Lord's work. Many girls and women think that because they're not important, or because, I mean, they don't seem to be important or can't do the important jobs or be in the limelight, that they can't be preachers in the same way as the guys are preachers, that they can't do anything, you know, and that's so wrong. And I'd like to show some things that you can do. For example, you can work with your husband teaching others. Priscilla did. Let's see in Acts 18:26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. So she worked with her husband, you know. And so that's one thing you can do. Another thing, you can teach your children the scriptures, which can make him wise unto salvation and through faith. Lois and Eunice did. That's in 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture. 3:16? That's what I said, isn't it? No, 2:15, 3:15, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm making mistakes like the guys do in street preaching. They always call it the wrong verse. I'm sorry, Michael, I'm sorry. Okay. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And in 2 Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Louise, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So the women did influence Timothy, and Timothy's ministry did influence Paul's ministry, and of course, all that was used of the Lord. So that was a great ministry of those women. You can resort with other women for prayer. Lydia did in Acts 16, verse 13. It says, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, by the way, she was a businesswoman, and she met with women for prayer, of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. She was also very hospitable, don't you think? So hospitality is another good way serving the Lord. You can be a prayer warrior, a prophetess. No throat rock throwing, okay. Anna was, okay. I'm not saying that we should be prophets, okay. And Lucas 2:36. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of, I don't know that word, Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. She was a prayer warrior. We could be also. You can be teachers of good things, which we're exhorted to be to do in Titus 2:3-5. It says, the aged, of course, in this verse, you have to admit to yourself that you're an aged woman. I'm sorry. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And Hebrews 10:24 also exhorts us to be teachers of good things. Look at what it says. 10:24, it says, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Instead of provoking unto jealousy and provoking unto fights, we should provoke unto good works. And last of all, let's look at the widow woman in 1 Kings 17. Okay, the prophet came to her and told her, you know, to, she was going around fetching some pieces of, some sticks and that. And he came up to her and said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. Oh, and asked her to get him some water. And when she was going, he says, oh yeah, bring me back a cake too. And she says, as the Lord God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Her blessing for believing and obeying God was that the meal wasted not, and the oil failed not. And I think it's important to note, ladies, that she never had a whole full barrel of meal. Amen. She never had a whole cruse of oil. It always was that just little handful. And so my question to you are you willing, are you going to keep your handful for yourself and your family? Or are you going to give your handful to the Lord and believe?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.